How are we doing?
How are you doing?
Doing really well. Good day of practice. Yeah, I think it's been exciting spring for the team. Everyone's excited to be back, and I think got a really good attitude. So just looking forward to making some improvements in the next 6 weeks and then getting back here in the next month.
You're looking to improve personally, anything you're working on for spring?
Well, I think it's always team improvement, you know. I think we're always trying to find ways to evolve as a team and evolve as an offense. And you realize a lot of things that we did last year probably won't work this year. It's important to move forward and understand things that we need to do better. I'm not going to tell you guys that. I don't want the Jets to find out. So but there's plenty for this team to improve on.
You think everyone's pretty much shaken off the Super Bowl loss?
I hope so. You know, there's a lot of new guys who weren't a part of that, so they don't bring any of those memories or that energy in here. And the guys who have been here, Coach Belichick's really been preaching to us that what happened last year is something for us to learn from and move on from. And, you know, in life you don't reflect too much on what happened on the past. You try to learn from it and build on it. And we can only control what we did today, which... No, in this case, was a really good practice.
Was it hard to stay focused on football considering all the kind of off issues that have been going on during the season?
Is it hard to focus on football?
Is it hard to stay here on football and get into it with considering all the other issues that have been going on offside? What's been going on during offseason?
Well, it's our job. So when you show up here, you're focused on your job. And then when you leave here, you focus on other things. So I think part of being mentally tough and, being in any career is showing up to work and doing your job. And that's what we get paid for, so that's what we're here to do. We show up, we play football.
How happy are you to have Randy back and just stands there in the offseason saying, hey, you know, please come back, Randy?
Yeah, Randy and I, we have a great relationship, and I know this is the place where he wanted to be, and we wanted him, so usually the contract situations work out when that happens. And he had so much to this offense. He's, I don't know if you guys seen him out here the past few days, but he's really in great shape, and great way to start his Patriot career last year. I'm sure he's hoping to find ways to improve the things he needs to improve on. It's great to have him out there.
Tom, any concerns about the image of the organization given all the off-field things that kind of continue to pop up?
No, I think we're just in a different cultural climate right now. So, I think with everybody, the amount of information that's out there, everybody can grab a hold of it instantaneously. So we're all human beings, and we make mistakes, whether it be, everyone makes mistakes going forward in the past. And like I said, like everything, you try to learn from things that you wish you didn't do, and at the same time understand it's there's a reason for making those decisions. So like I said, when we show up here, Coach does a pretty good job of keeping us focused. Well, I mean, anytime you lose a game, it's disappointing. And that one, because it's the last game of the year, it's very disappointing. But we've lost a lot of games in the past, too. And I think if the more you focus on what's happened and what you can't control, the less energy you're going to focus on the things you need to do to improve. Coach Belichick, I'm sure, gets it out of his mind pretty quickly. So you evaluate the loss and you hope you learn from it. And then you move on. And you gain the experience and the knowledge of what got you beat. In some cases, what helped you win the game. In this case, we lost the game. And you try to incorporate those into what we're doing this season.
Is there any way that can be used as motivation for this year?
The loss of the game? Well, every year has been a different year. And this is a new team, and there's new challenges. And it's hard to, it's like you come out here the first day, and it's not like this is the 2017 revisited, There's new players, and there's a new element to what we're going to face. So, we don't pick up where we left off last year. We're starting where everybody else is starting.
But isn't it good to know that all those issues that didn't kind of focus on this team, like Spygate and everything else, is all gone, and you're starting with a clean slate, more or less, because it is a new season.
Yeah, and like I said, I think just what those stories create are nothing about football, and we come out and we play football, and that's what we're here to do, and that's really what we try to focus on when we show up here. So the other stuff you really can't control. You control your decisions, and then whatever decisions you make, you pay for the consequences, and then you move on. And justice has been paid. And I think part of it is, we're showing up here with a new team, and it's a new season. So everyone's starting at the same spot.
For clarification purposes, there was a radio interview a few weeks back where somebody said that you didn't respect the Jets or something like that. I mean, can you just clarify that? Do you
I have a great deal of respect for the Jets. Yeah, they're my favorite team in the league other than the Patriots. So, yeah, I love those guys. They're the best.
They've done a lot of improvements during this offseason. I mean, do you think the gap between you guys and the rest of the division is going to be a little bit closer perhaps than last year?
Yeah, we won every game in the division last year. So, it couldn't be anything but closer. So, hopefully those teams make the improvements they need to make that they're trying to make, and that's what's going to make for a competitive division. We always have a very tough division. Even when we went undefeated last year, those games were tight. The second Jet game was very tight. So all those teams have made improvements. Every team's trying to make improvements. We're trying to make improvements.
Tom, how's the ankle? Were you physically able to participate in the program as much as you have in the past?
The ankle feels great. Yeah, I think it feels really good. I've been able to do pretty much everything. Yeah, I'm still slow. I still can't jump. I still don't lift very much. That hasn't changed.
Do you still find, now you're going to be, 31, I think, or not?
Yep.
Correct. Do you still have the same passion when you were younger? Do you still get excited to get back out here and meet the new guys and reconnect with the old guys?
Sure. I think all of us do. I mean, it's a lot of fun to play. And I think all of us are fortunate to be able to physically play and mentally deal with all the things you need to deal with as an athlete. I think we all realize that we're way overpaid, and it's fun for everybody to come out here and to play. So I'm always excited to be out here. It's what I love to do.
You talked about Marcus Paul having another veteran target that he might need for you, especially when you call your multiple targets.
Yeah, Marcus has done a great job coming in here and learning what we do, and he's been to a couple different offenses, but it seems like he picked this one up pretty quickly. And veterans come along and they have their way of doing things. I think Marcus has been in some complex offenses, so just in the last few days, he's really taken to this offense, and he's made a bunch of plays in these camps. So yeah, he made a couple nice ones. Yeah.
You mentioned a little bit about the accomplishments.
Sure.
There were a lot of accomplishments that were done last year.
Yeah, and I think, you try to take from the good things, and you learn from things you didn't do so well. And even games, a lot of games we won, we didn't play as well as we were capable of playing. And in a lot of cases, we did play, like we were trying to do. And the more consistent you can play well, the more games you're going to win. No team has gone undefeated in the regular season. I think there's been two teams, so... are we trying to duplicate that? I mean, it's a new team, so we're trying to get through training camp first. I think that's the first goal for us, and then see what we can build on throughout the preseason. We got a long way to go.
I'm sure you have some friends on the Giants. Did you talk to any of those guys? You bump into them during the offseason, anything like that? Or talk to them, ask them about the game, or you ever talk about that?
Not much.
Congratulate them.
No, I don't know.
Eli,
I saw Eli a couple of times.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course you congratulate him. Yeah. And to win the Super Bowl is a great accomplishment. And for there's only one team that gets to do it a year, and we've been fortunate to do it a couple of times. And it's an exciting feeling. There's a lot of things that come along with it. So you just hope you get to enjoy it when you go through it. And, I hope we can go through it that again at some point.
Hamid has been taking in the Celtics games and kind of living through them vicariously.
It's been fun to watch. I think it's been fun to watch. It's been fun to see the city really rally around the team, and they went from not a very good team 2 years ago to the best team in the league this year. So off to a great start. I know all the teammates. There's a lot of guys who have played basketball, so a lot of guys follow them pretty closely.
You don't have basketball in your background, do you? I know you have
baseball. Oh, yeah, I played in high school.
Did you?
I played in high school. Yeah. I was a ball hog. I was a ball hogging. I was a forward that couldn't jump. Yeah, I was a big two.
30 shots a game.
Yeah, I didn't pass much.
Tom, do you go into this year thinking that this is really unfinished somewhat?
Like I said, I don't think it's really a carryover this year. It's really, there's a lot of time that's from February to when we start in July. So a lot of things that happen, a lot of players come, a lot of players go, and got worry about, you know, how to get all the new guys incorporated. This team is going to take on an entire different appearance, and I hope it's I hope what we put out there on the field is, you know, up to the championship level that we put up to in the past.
Just about every year, there's a young quarterback or a rookie quarterback that comes in, but it's the first time it's in a while that a third or fourth round pick. What have been your first impressions of Kevin O'Connell?
He's done a great job. He's a nice kid. He's a California kid, so naturally, I like him. We got four of them now as quarterbacks, and he works hard, and I think that's important for all quarterbacks here. He's got some leadership ability, and physically, obviously, he's very gifted. So I know all the coaches like him. I'm just getting to know him, but he'll have to find a role on this team. All right, guys.
Thanks, thank you.